With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Dozens of large fires continue burning across the western U.S., including in California. That's where some 6,500 firefighters are battling the Park Fire.
California's fourth largest wildfire on record, the Park Fire, continues to burn near Chico, spreading over 624 square miles and destroying more than 500 structures. Cal Fire's Devin Terrell.
We've really made a lot of progress over the last couple days, especially on the entire left flank of the fire.
The National Interagency Fire Center reports 89 large active wildfires are being managed nationwide at this time. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, crews made progress this weekend against three major fires burning in Colorado near Denver. Also at SRNnews.com, Debbie is the fourth named storm of the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season, and the tropical storm is heading for the Gulf Coast of Florida, says Jack Bevin with the National Hurricane Center.
Possibility of hurricane conditions in the hurricane watch area up in Apalachee Bay in northern Florida. We can also expect to get high tides along much of the west coast of Florida, potentially storm surge inundations of 3 to 5 feet above normal in some areas, and heavy rainfalls across portions of Florida and the southeastern United States. Likely 5 to 10 inches with maximum rainfall totals of 15 inches.
Donald Trump rallied supporters in Atlanta, Georgia last night, where he praised his vice presidential running mate, Senator J.D. Vance.
You know, they go after J.D. You know why? He's for the worker. He's for people that get out and they want to work, work, work.
This is the week that Vice President Harris will announce her running mate. The newly announced Democratic ticket will campaign together starting Tuesday in Philadelphia, before heading across the country. This is SRN News. SRN's Bill Alexander reports that cleanup continues some 2 weeks after Hurricane Beryl.
It's been more than 2 weeks since Southeast Texas was hit by a Category 1 hurricane. The storm left widespread power outages and devastated communities. The Christian Relief Agency Samaritan's Purse sent relief supplies and equipment, and volunteer teams are still on the ground clearing debris, tarping roofs, and mudding out homes. Volunteers are sharing the gospel and offering spiritual care. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A Nigerian bishop in the United Methodist Church has resigned from his position in protest of the denomination's stance on homosexuality. The UMC has been split after allowing same-sex marriage. In a letter, Nigerian Bishop John Wesley Johanna wrote that he and all the delegates in the Nigerian Episcopal area were leaving the UMC and instead we're joining the more conservative Global Methodist Church. This is SRN News. Pay and benefits for America's workers grew more slowly in the April to June quarter than in the first 3 months of the year.
It's a trend that could keep price pressures in check and encourage the inflation fighters at the Federal Reserve. The Labor Department says compensation is measured by the government's Employment Cost Index, rose 0.9% in the second quarter. That's down from a 1.2% increase in the previous quarter.
That's correspondent Jeremy House, who tells us that compared with the same quarter a year earlier, compensation growth was around 4.1%, a slight drop from the first quarter. Well, it's been another stellar Olympics performance by American Katie Ledecky. She won the 800-meter freestyle, becoming only the second swimmer to win the same event at four straight summer games. It was Ledecky's second gold medal in Paris. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.